My name is Louise. I am 16 years old. Today is January 1st, and I'm speaking with Noelle, who's my host sister. We're recording this interview in Goleta in California. Tell me about where you grew up and what your childhood was like.
I grew up at Hollister Ranch. It's located at Gaviota, California, about maybe 30 minutes from Goleta. It's a private ranch. My childhood was freedom, actually. I grew up riding horses since I was 3 years old. I had cows, chickens. My dad was the manager for a boarding ranch facility. And my life would be basically cleaning up the horses' stalls, dumping the manure. When I was done with all my chores, I got to either go riding, go to the beach and hang out with my friends, or just scroll around, I guess, the property on my quad, which was pretty fun.
Nice. What was your relationship like with your parents?
My relationship with my parents is, well, I guess like any child would have. I mean, I talk with them, I communicate with them, still currently live with them. We're very close. We're honest with each other, and we all like to do something that we like to do on Sunday mornings.
Cool. So, tell me about your siblings. Were you close with them?
So, actually, funny story is, I was an only child for 18 years. I was, the day of graduation, I graduated high school, was with my family, friends, had like a house party, and then went off to grad night. My mom had a ultrasound. She found out she was 3 months pregnant. So when I came back from grad night, which was around 4 a.m., I found out that I was going to be a big sister. Honestly, it was a shock in the beginning. I was used to being an only child for so many years. But I came to thinking that it was a blessing that my little brother was born, because when I was younger, I did want a sibling, and unfortunately, I wasn't able to have that sibling experience. But now, since I'm 18 years difference with my brother, I feel like it's a blessing that he came into my life.
Are there any funny stories people tell about you from when you were growing up?
Funny stories. Well, apparently, I had a really good childhood friend who would always come over. His name was Will. We were always communicating. We would always hang out. I had this little Jeep when I was a kid. I don't know, maybe I was like 3, 4. And him and I would always be cruising around like the ranch, just like driving, going nuts. apparently one time we ended up cruising on like the street, which was a private property, so obviously there's no really like car rush or anything, but we would cruise on the street and my dad would be just like screaming like, "You need to get off the street, you can't be driving on the street, you have no license." And like, we're 4-year-olds just having fun, like driving to the beach and not coming back. So I mean, that's kind of one. Maybe another would be when I'm riding my quad and I told my dad if he can build like a pile of manure as like a ramp so I can go over it. And I would go up and down so many times that the quad would have so much manure on it that I would have to wash it after. But I mean, those are some pretty good memories to remember.
What?
No.
With your microphone, if you continue to use
it. Okay.
So, did you like school, and why or why not?
School in general?
Yeah.
It was alright, I guess. I don't know. Does anyone really like school? I mean, they teach you about the basics, English, math, history, social studies, but they don't really teach you the real importance of life, like having to deal with real life experiences, like living on your own expenses, survival in the real world. It's completely different than what we expect when we're younger. I don't know, I think of school where to maybe show you some real life experiences, like either debt or getting like a job while going to school, or just teaching you the experiences of life, especially financially. It would help a lot of students out, definitely.
What are your most vivid memories of school?
I would have to say maybe my cross-country years. My first year, I believe it was sophomore year. I did it with two of my good friends, Leah and I believe it was Brianna and Deanna. We would all practice together, but the most funniest thing is ever is like before game or our meets, we would all come to my house, and instead of doing our free run, we would drink hot chocolate and cookies, and then we'd go back 30 minutes later acting if we like did a free run. But I mean, that's one of my good memories that I have. Another one would probably be school dances with my friends. It was always a good time. We always made it fun, even when the dances were not as great as we thought. But I mean, spending with others and sharing the memory with others is better than going by yourself.
Nice. So you talked about dances. Tell me about your prom. What did you wear?
I wore, it was a blue dress, short by the knees, and then it was long in the back, sparkly. It was, I went with a boyfriend that I had. He actually graduated a year before me. He didn't get to go to his prom, so I promised him he would go with me to mine. It was a lot of fun. Our prom was at the Bacar Resort here in Goleta. So if you can imagine how Bacar gets their events all lined up, and they always put a show. It was great. It was fun. Got to dance with my friends. And yeah, I mean, we danced the night away. Like, every memory counts.
It's nice. Okay, so what did you do during the summer when you were off from school?
What don't you do in summer? Basically hang out with my friends. I enjoy hiking a lot, so I would like to go hiking or try to go hiking every day. We'd go to the beach, shopping, play volleyball, take my dogs out since they are crazy with energy. Then again, they are German Shepherds, so they are highly intelligent. And then I would definitely go horseback riding. It's one of every time I get the chance to go hiking, I take advantage of it just because it's something that I was raised in and I was born to do it. And being with animals, horses is one of the most kindest animals that you can bond.
Okay, so tell me about a teacher or other adult that impacted you, your life, while you were growing up.
I didn't really have a teacher who impacted my life. Someone who really did was my dad's boss from the property that he owned, or that my dad was managing. The boss, he was really kind with me and my family. He, not was he only a boss, but he was like, engage and want to know more about you. Like when they would come up and visit from their other home, they would always like to have me around. I'd always be either joining them for dinner or going to the beach with them, and we'd all kind of just hang out and talk. And I learned a lot from him. He taught me a lot that I wouldn't know in this life, or I wouldn't have expected now as an adult. He gave me a great lesson in life.
If you could go back and relive your teenage years, would you? Why or why not?
I would for some years, just because some years I could say I'm not the proudest or greatest. I did have not a rough rough childhood, but I did, there's some things that I'm not proud of. And for those years, I would like to relive them for sure.
How did you find your way to your current job or career?
So, first I started with two jobs. I worked as a manager at Los Agaves. We used to go to Milpa's location and Telavina location all the time. Until we found out recently, like 2 years ago, before our Goleta location opened up, and I basically just talked to the owner, since he was always at Telavina, if he would have hirings, if he would consider hiring me. So I went to an interview and I started there. I started as a server, cashier, and then I worked my way up, became a manager. Now I currently work at Costco. I work in the food court and I help supervise when they need the help. I found it through a friend of mine who's known me for a very long time, who introduced me, and I wanted to grow in a company who would let me grow. And Costco was a perfect company for that opportunity.
Do you feel like your job is your calling? Why or why not?
My current job, I wouldn't be sure.
So what do you believe is your calling?
Since I like working with animals and since I grew up with animals, I was considering a job in law enforcement, working as an animal control officer, working with the dogs, learning them to learn their tricks, find the investigation items that they're looking for, and yeah.
So, tell me some favorite work stories.
Oof. I have too many to even tell. So, when I first started working at Los Agaves, everybody had a nickname for me. I don't even know why. I would tell them my name, and they would definitely get it wrong. They came up with, like, Noelle, Noelia, Noli, and it was just, like, same thing every day, like, wait, how do you pronounce it? And then to the point I was like, just call me Noelle. It works all the same. And then another time would be with my manager. We were drinking kombucha at work. And unfortunately, as a manager, you're supposed to try all the new items, even if it's like the beer taste, because you have to explain it to a customer, the flavor or the taste of it. So I was trying kombucha one day with my manager, and for some awful reason, one of the chefs decided to say a comment in the back, and it made me spit out my kombucha, and my manager starts busting up. So ever since that day, when we have to try a new item, the chefs always remind me of that moment when I spit out my kombucha in front of everyone. Even in front of a customer, it was, like, embarrassing. But, I mean, what can I say? My coworkers, they like to have a good time at work.
What advices would you give to your teenage yourself?
Probably not to be such a screw-up when I was a teenager. I mean, during my teenage years, I like to have fun. I like to go out, you know, the typical teenage stuff. But honestly, it's like being a teenager and growing up and going out all the time, it doesn't really prepare you for what you're going to face next in the near future or when you're older. It kind of is just like a resemble of just you goofing off. And when you actually have to face the real world and have responsibility as paychecks and having to work, it can really impact you.
So the final question I'm about to ask you is, what are you most grateful for?
When someone first asked me this when I was probably like in high school, I chose friends or family. And honestly, it was the biggest mistake of my life. Honestly, I'm really grateful for my family, for my friends, Mostly my family, though, because they're the ones who are always going to be there to support you, to catch you when you fall. If you make a mistake in life, they're going to help you work through it. So if I had to choose between friends and family, I would definitely go with my family just because I know for a fact they will always be there for you, even at your worst. Even if they see you struggling, they are always going to be there. As to where your friends, they could be like, yeah, giving you support, but they're not always going to be there. They say they will, but in reality, they aren't. I mean, it's the family who's always going to stick by your side and who's always going to be there for you, to talk to you and support you.
Wow. Thank you so much.
Of course.